is Joyce here. We've done a media project in the last 2 days, making use of iMovie to make a small slideshow. And it feels really amazing that we've just from nothing and not knowing how to use iMovie, GarageBand and things like that, to the point where we can produce quite a nice little output, last for 1 or 2 minutes each of them. And then we've talked about what we've done in the Irresistible and the Denise project, what kind of medias we've used. And then I think it is really good for people to like get hands-on experience, like they have the editorial decision as well. They decide on how do they want the picture to appear, what audio should go in the background, and how one frame should transit to another frame, which is, it sounds very complicated, but then when they get the chance to try and do it, it just comes together very nicely. And then they just got and different people can get the chance to like learn according to their experience and their level of being comfortable with the computer. So that I think everyone's traveled a little distance in these 2 days, and then really enjoy doing this project. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. And what about you, Bea? How have you found the project?
I think it's brilliant. It was really good because there was different levels for different people, like Joyce said, so that if people wanted to be challenged, the option was there. And if people wanted to just learn the basics, then that was there as well. And the process was quite clear, maybe not to us at the beginning, but it got there. But yeah, and we got a really good product, and I think it taught the students in the acting company the process of making something. And instead of, you know, freelancers having to come in and do all of it, you know, there may be a process now where they can be given that piece of work to create something for those that are able and interested in that in that field.
Yeah, and I agree with you that it does sound really tricky, and I'm definitely not the one for explaining these things in a way that makes sense. But I did a screencast, which hopefully can be useful in the future, and I also did a 16-point written guide with screenshots as well, which also might help. But in the end, they weren't really useful because it was such a personal experience, and it was more one-on-one. But it was really good fun, and I saw everyone just today, everyone was just really giddy and happy and having a laugh, and they put like things like put like a boing sound effects, like colour sound effects, and everyone loved it.
Yeah. Brilliant. It's a nice sort of evaluation process as well to do after a project, especially since we focused on that.
Yeah, on this we've done last term. Yeah, those two projects. Yeah.
So it was a nice way for them to look over the work that they've done and what they've learned, and about how they felt about that process as well. So it's a really nice evaluation tool, definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure that this 2 days process will definitely leave a legacy that we can make use of in the future. As well.
And also this, what we're doing right now, using Audio Booth and an Apple Mac without a microphone. Yeah. And hopefully it'll go straight to the internet. So it's I quite like how technology's making things easier.
Yeah, it's make it accessible.
So in the future, you just said you might use them for evaluative purposes from the students' perspective. Do you think there's anything you might start doing digital stories yourselves, or sharing the ones we've done, maybe to sort of spread out a little bit more of the sort of knowledge?
Yeah, I'm a lot less scared of editing now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've learned a lot myself as well.
Yeah, and we now know how to support the students in doing what they want to do as well. Mm. So it's a nice learning curve for us as well as the students.
Yeah.
And how to
explain things.
Yeah, we use the blog a lot for when we're working on things to update other people on how projects are going. So I think we can maybe use this in our process of putting up a few photos and a sort of behind the scenes of different projects that we run from now on.
Mm. Yeah. The good thing is that it is video editing, but with photos. Mm-hmm. And when you drag them into iMovie in the top left window, it arranges them for you and creates movement, zoom in and zoom out a little bit in each photo, which, to begin with, does half the work for you. So once you're there, these transition buttons are big and easy to find in the bottom right and the centre of iMovie. And the, like you said, someone in your group just found the solution on their own because it is that easy.
Yeah, and I feel like this is a very natural progression route for us because the guys are very familiar with doing freeze frames and then connecting the freeze frames and make a story of it. But now we're just doing the whole thing on the computer, so that they can make sense of what it is, the process is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd like to say thanks for having me. What website can people visit to find out more about Mind the Gap?
mindthegap.org.uk.
Mind-the-gap. Yeah. Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.